How surprised would you be to learn that there's many things, today I'll give you a list of five, that you used to do naturally without being told to, without thinking about it, and mostly just for fun, that you're probably not doing anymore? And doing these things can not only help you to be safe, but they can help to keep your body strong and healthy and make you actually feel young again. Hi there, I'm your host, Lisa LaCasse. Join me every week as I share the latest trends, tips, and tricks to avoid the deterioration and diseases of aging. Nothing gets easier with age, but there's so much we can do to keep it from getting harder. Let's have fun adding not just years to our life, but life to our years. Well, hello, hello. Hey there. I'm really excited about this one because while initially it might not sound like that much fun to you, today's episode is really all about doing fun things that we used to do, stepping out of our comfort zone a little bit, and all the benefits that they can bring to you. These are things that every single one of us has done, and it just came naturally, and we had fun doing it. So why not bring a little more fun into our life in a way that's really going to help us stay youthful? If we haven't met yet, my name is Lisa LaCasse, and I'm a certified health coach who helps middle-aged women with weight loss, weight maintenance, and mostly healthy aging. And I want to thank you for joining me here today. I know how valuable your time is, and I want to congratulate you on making your health a priority. So let's jump in. The first thing is something that I always go over with any new client, and that is getting on the floor. Whether you got on the floor to play Barbies, whether you were playing hide and go seek, whether you were laying on the floor to watch TV, or even to sleep at a slumber party, all of us have gotten on the floor. And all of us pretty much still do. I'm going to guess that if there's one or two of these things that you are still doing, that this is actually one of them. But being able to get on the floor and get back up without using your hands, without using the furniture around you to help lower yourself or to pull yourself back up is really a skill that a lot of people lose during the aging process. Now you can imagine that if you drop something and you can't reach the floor, that you're going to have issues. And this is a simple reason why a lot of people end up going into skilled nursing facilities or you might call them nursing homes. And that simple act of not being able to bend down and pick things up or bend down and tie your shoestrings, that's a problem. But I'm going to tell you this, if you can get yourself all the way down to the floor and all the way back up without any assistance, then you're going to be able to reach the floor for sure and get back up with the object that you dropped. You're going to be able to tie your own shoes. Now let's get real. If this is something that you're doing and you're doing intentionally day in and day out, then going forward, if you're getting down the floor every day and getting back up, there's not going to come a day where for no reason at all, you simply lose the ability to do it. And this is why it's important to be intentional about it and practice it. And there's so much more. When you lower yourself to the floor and get yourself back up, you are using almost every muscle in your body. You're using your legs, you're using your core. In some cases, you're using your hands and your arms. And this is a major movement and a basic function of life. Consider this, sitting on the floor is actually really good for you. Very few of us do that once we become adults. When you sit on the floor, you'll find yourself changing position, maybe putting your legs out, maybe sitting crisscross applesauce with your, or Indian style, I think we used to call it in our era. And it's really good for stretching and moving your body in ways that it's not used to moving. It also is better for your posture. And it's just something that we can do that is free. And it's so simple to test our fitness and to test how far we've come. If you can get down on the floor without using any furniture, that's fantastic. If you need to use furniture, that's fine. I encourage you to practice getting up and down off of the floor and get to the point where you don't need the furniture anymore. If you can do it, then try this. Go back to that Indian style that I mentioned before and try to stand up from that position without using your hands. Standing up and sitting down from that position is great. It's great for your strength. It's great for your mobility and your balance, which also become major issues as we age. So now let's get into a few of the less common ones. The first one I want to tell you about is jumping off of something. And this is so good for our health. I'm talking about you might jump off of the first step on, you know, your front porch or a step in your house at your staircase, because many of us, as we age, risk the possibility of taking a fall. Now, if you're practicing like dismounting, so to speak, from a low step, then your body's learning how to catch itself. If you can do that, then try to jump off of a bench or jump off of the second step and work your way up. I'm not talking to your own height, but working your way up a foot or two, because this is really good. This is something that if you don't know how to do, as you age, you run the risk of breaking bones if you ever were to slide off of the edge of something. And I'm not saying those things can't still happen, but jumping off of things is actually really good. It may save you a major injury down the way. And also, you're stepping out of your comfort zone. You're practicing doing something that you used to do all the time. I'm curious to know, when you were a child, were you one of those kids that always had to be walking like on the curb, or if there was a low wooden wall or stone wall beside a pathway that you wanted to walk on there? Or did you have children who you were always saying, get down from there, but they wanted to be up there? Well, there would always come a point at the end of that walk where they'd have to jump off. And that was part of the fun. That was part of the reason why we were always walking on the curbs. But somewhere along the line, we learned that you stay in the pathway, you stay where you're supposed to be, you get off of those raised areas, and we forgot to jump off of things. But this is something that's so good. Even if you have a real high truck and you have to like kind of jump out of it, that's the only time I can think of that I ever jump off of things anymore. So as I was learning this, I put the skill of getting down from something into my practice, and it's now fun. It's kind of fun. I don't want to hurt myself, but like I will jump off of things. The next thing I want to talk about is jumping rope, staying on the jumping theme. This is something we all did. Some of us could even double dutch. How fun is that? But jumping rope is so good for us. It's good for our timing. It makes our brains focus on what we're doing. It's good for your cardiovascular system. And it's something that we can do for play. We can do it anywhere. Well, maybe not in the workplace or in church, but you can do it at home. You can do it if you're on vacation. The equipment is small and you can actually do it without needing a jump rope. You can kind of like fake you have a jump rope in your hand. But again, this was something that we did for fun. And unless you're training to be a boxer or some other weird scenario, you probably haven't jump roped in years. Next, I'm going to suggest that you sprint. Again, initially when I heard this and learned about this, I thought this isn't something I'm really excited to go do. But I can tell you there was a time, maybe about 10 years ago, where we were at the beach. There were a bunch of kids and there were a bunch of adults. And one of the kids said, I'll race you down to that, whatever it was down the way. And all the adults thought, this kid doesn't have a chance. But one of the men sprung off to race the kid and he hurt his hamstring and he was black and blue the whole rest of the trip. And I think for a few weeks later, and it hurt. This is something that we should all still be able to do. I at no point talked about running a mile or doing a marathon, but being able to sprint. God forbid, in the scenario where you were ever to be mugged, have somebody break into your home, something like that, you want to be able to protect yourself. You want to be able to at least have a chance to get away. And obviously, if you can't sprint, you're doomed. That probably isn't going to happen. It's still good. It is so good to reactivate these things that we used to do and have a little strength. And again, I'm saying maybe twice a week, go outside and just sprint for 30 seconds. It's, again, great for your cardiovascular system. It will get your heart rate up and it's going to make you feel like a kid again. Who does that? What 50-something-year-old, 60-something-year-old, or even 40-something-year-old goes outside and sprints? This is something that will take you no more than a few minutes, but I highly encourage you to do this. The last one, number 5, that I'm going to suggest that you do is laugh. We get so hung up on all the responsibilities. We get so hung up on work, on cleaning the house, on getting the chores done, on paying the bills. We forget to have a good time. A lot of us, when we do have a good time, it looks like sitting down in front of the TV and watching something. And I do it too. I'm a documentary person. I love to sit down and watch a good documentary on something that I was never even interested in to begin with, because suddenly I learned something new and I find myself becoming interested. But we need to schedule time to laugh, whether it be with our partners, whether it be with our friends, whether it be with a comedian. Laughing is so good for our system. It releases all the endorphins, all the dopamine. It actually like cleanses your soul. And laughing is really something that we need to bring back. Who doesn't love a good belly laugh? And honestly, like I challenge you again, think of yourself. When's the last time you really had a hard bellyache kind of laugh? Because most of us don't get that anymore. And it's just so good for us. It helps us to look better. It helps us to feel better, and it brings a special kind of joy into our lives. So think about the things that we just talked about that you still do. I hope there are at least one or two, maybe all of them. That would be even better. And then think of the things that you don't do and try to remember, when did you stop doing those and why? And none of them are dangerous. I don't want you to overdo any of them. But they're all things that surely you can see the benefits of and that we should start working on. I'd love to hear your stories of which of these you need to do, when you try to do them again, and how it goes for you. I'd love you to share those stories with me. Again, everything's real simple. Let's review them one more time. And they were getting down onto the floor and getting back up. Jumping off of things, jumping rope, sprinting, and laughing. I sure hope you got something out of this. I love doing things that are simple, that are inexpensive, and that can really make a difference in your life. It's really important to me that you remember that just hearing this isn't going to do any good for you. You need to go put these things into action. And don't forget to follow the show because we've got some really good things coming up that I'm excited about. and new episodes coming out every Monday. Until then, go try some of the old things that you're no longer doing because you have the opportunity to choose your future.